You would never even know you were in Bug Tussle, Texas.
Bug Tussle?
Because of this setting the bar story.
Okay.
It's 99.7 EJX. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing the sign for the town so much it's not even being replaced anymore, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
And yes, we head to Bug Tussle, Texas. Population 15.
15 people live in Bug Tussle, Texas? That probably explains why I've never heard of Bug Tussle, Texas.
Right. Department of Transportation is no longer replacing the road signs for Bug Tussle, Texas after it's been stolen over 70 times.
Probably because it says Bug Tussle.
Yes.
That's what I'm guessing.
Right. So I guess it's...
70 times it's been stolen. They're like, all right, this is why we can't have nice things.
Right.
We're done.
Exactly. Yep. And so one of the residents, Deborah, she loves the unique town name. She says, people ask me all the time when I'm on a plane, are you from Dallas? She's like, nope, from Bug Tussle. They say, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyways, originally founded there in the 1800s. And I guess there was an ice cream social that got ruined by bugs. Thus incorporating the town name. But it reminds me of, we've talked about this in Kentucky before, of obviously Beaver Lick, Kentucky, Big Beaver Lick, Kentucky.
Sure.
There's Possum Trot, Kentucky.
Yes.
Cut Shin, Kentucky.
I have not heard of that one.
Yeah. Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky.
Oh, I want to live there.
Tywopity, Kentucky.
Tywopity? What in the world is that?
Booger, Kentucky.
Come on now. Why did somebody name it Booger?
Because it was someone's surname. It was someone's name.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But it was someone's name before it turned into nose candy.
What was their first name? Couldn't we have gone with that?
I don't know.
Like Steve Kentucky.
Steve Kentucky. I mean, you know, that could have been something, you know.
Steve Booger, we want to honor you by naming the town after you. Let's go with Steve.
Brian Booger.
Yes. I like that better.
Then, of course, there's Correct, Indiana. There's Knobbone, Indiana. There's Ding Dong, Texas, which is...
Oh, wow. Is that near Bug Tussle?
No, I mean, Texas is a huge state, so it's got a lot of those weird random names.
But that is also fun. Yeah. I have never heard of most of those.
Yeah. So weird random little town names.
That's great.
A lot of them don't have many people in them.
Right.
Yeah. But
is Deborah like the mayor? Do they have like town
no,
names?
No, they don't
when
have.
There's 15 people that live there?
Do they have a city
council?
15 is new because I saw a story about Bug Tussle from a few years ago, and population was zero then.
Oh.
So 15 people decided
Deborah
to go.
Never moved in like this in my town.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to set up shop right here.
Yep.
So.
Wow.
Anyways, again, just because you like the name of the town doesn't give you the right to steal the sign name,
right?
Because now no one knows Bug Tussle. You could drive right through it and not even know it because there's no sign because people keep stealing it.
I mean, the sign did say it was like a wooden sign. It's painted on, welcome to Bug Tussle, Texas.
Well, that's,
y'all come back now, you hear?
Well, that's the residents have had to make their own sign.
Yeah.
Because the Department of Transportation is not providing.
Yep, they're not doing it anymore.
Yeah, the sign, because it's like, look, y'all people steal it too many times.
Well, yeah, I guess where does the money come from? If it's a town of 15, do they all like pitch in dues to live in the town? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering.
Sure. Those are questions that you have on the inside, Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
Oh, dang it.
Yep, on 99.
Just ruining it for Deborah and everybody in Bug Tussle.
Dang
the 14
it.
Other people in Bug Tussle.
On 99.7 DJX.